Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, I'm Chris Stainis, the host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. And this week we're talking about awakening the feminine through sound. So this falls into place with our Woman of Wisdom theme this year, which is Awaken the Divine Feminine, Our World is Ready. And there are so many of us working in this area of the feminine. I know women are ready. And is the world? Well, we think so, as it can contribute to the changes our world is calling for, a compassionate world that takes care of its people, is concerned about our actions and how they're affecting the environment, and longs for peace. So today we'll explore how we can tap into our inner wisdom to discover that divine feminine within, as that's where she is. We've just been conditioned to not value that voice. We've been shut down for generations, and now it's kind of like, watch out, world. As many of my teachers say, she sees one of my teachers, not many, but she says, she sees women are marching. We are gathering in many places, connecting online so that we can find out what's happening around the world with women. And women can find us now, which is great, having the internet. Those who are leading this movement are bringing the feminine alive can get again. So it's a very exciting time to be here. And I'm looking forward to talking with my guest today, Deva Haley Mitchell. And Deva is a spiritual guide, public speaker, and musician, offering devotional music and soulful woman programs to support the feminine awakening of our planet. She co-founded and hosts the Inspiring Women Summit, a virtual gathering of more than 53,000 participants from 160 countries. And the website, you can go read about that, is www.inspiringwomensummit.com. For the past 19 years, she has studied and experienced many systems of personal growth and spiritual development and is an ordained interfaith minister. She recently launched her first CD, Sacred Alchemy, an album designed to reawaken and liberate the many dimensions of the sacred feminine. And her website, where you can get more information about her CD, is www.deva.com, and that's D-E-V-A-A.com. So welcome, Deva, to Voices of Women.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. It's really a pleasure to be here, especially talking about my favorite topic.
Yeah, and that's what I almost talk about every week on this show. So we have a lot
to talk
about. So tell us about, what's your story? What was your journey in discovering the divine feminine?
Well, I think probably like many people, I had a bit of a circuitous journey. I was raised here in California and grew up with loving parents, but in a pretty masculine environment. I have a mother who's a really big achiever type. She was doing a lot of her own work in the world, and my father was also a businessman. And I was conditioned and trained really to be in that more masculine model myself. I was someone who grew up being more academically oriented, going to prestigious college, and I kept kind of being on that ladder, going into corporate America and continuing along what I almost now refer to as like a flow chart type of life. Go to college, go to grad school, get the corporate job. And somewhere along the line, I realized that while I was being really successful in my pursuits, there was something that I felt was deeply missing. And I was looking at a lot of different places. I ended up in college on a spiritual path. And 20 years later, now find myself so deeply immersed in the world of the feminine. And I think for myself, and I think this is true for many other people, there's that feeling of there's something missing, there's really something more, but also not knowing exactly what it is. almost like, you know, you don't know that you're missing something if you haven't had it in your life and you haven't been deeply exposed to it. So it wasn't until I landed in a women's circle where, you know, it was nothing that I necessarily had been looking for exactly, but the felt quality of being in this circle and almost the energetic frequency that I felt in this circle of women, the vibration, the depth, created this container where I really felt myself being awakened, and where I started remembering, you know, pieces from what I believe are our past lives, and a whole different way of being, allowing my intuition to get sparked, and it was really a beautiful awakening into a whole different approach to spirituality that was a lot less linear, a lot more intuitive, a lot more open, a lot more about listening, and for me, a lot more fulfilling.
Yeah, it's not unlike my own, too. I've been at this 20 years, and when I started bringing about Woman of Wisdom, I really didn't know what I was starting. But mm-hmm. being in that environment with women, sitting in women's circles, I could feel the difference. Like you say, it's a vibration. And I could always, first 10 years or so, I could feel a difference if it was an all-women circle, and I knew that if there was a man sitting there, it would be totally different. That's somewhat changed now, because I think men are tuning into this now, too, and I'm able to sit in a circle, and it doesn't always matter if there's a man there or not. But in the beginning, there was that need to be together with all women, and I think there still is, because we still, 20 years of doing Woman of Wisdom, we're still growing. Women are still looking for that connection.
Yeah, I think there's like what you were just saying. To me, it could be men and women together. It could be all women. But there's something about the quality of presence, or even a word I might use is resonance, that gets developed. And, you know, to me, not all women's circles are created equal. I've been in so many different circles. And what is really, for me, that food for my soul is when we're able to create a space of what I would refer to, this is kind of our lingo, but we call it empty presence, where we really invite our mind to let go. We honor the mind and know it's so needed for much of our lives, but to create a sacred space where we really are inviting a different muscle to get exercised. This is the muscle of emptiness, of presence, of allowing some wisdom to rise up from deep in our bellies, to move through us, to speak through us. And it can come through any person in the circle, not just the person facilitating, but there's this collective field that we all get into where I have the experience of almost being spoken. In the same way, I have the same feeling when I'm doing singing and sacred music, which is another important part of my spiritual path, where you plug in almost to the circuit board, and then the music comes through. It's singing through me. And when that begins to happen in a circle of people, there is some sort of quickening. It's alive. It's not scripted. It's very invigorating, and it's almost like we're all listening. We're all, you know, sharing our intuition, sharing our dreams, sharing how spirit's moving through each of us. And it's this alive, dynamic process that the only other place I find it is through sacred music, which is, you know, been part of my path, as I mentioned, and part of how I weave the worlds. I do a lot of sacred music as part of our women's circles as well, because I find that is one of the easiest ways for me and for others that are in those circles to really let the mind go. And so we can just go into this space of the mystery together.
That sounds, you say that so beautifully. And when you said weave our world, it reminds me one time at Woman of Wisdom, I had this, we were to call on a name of ourselves, and I came up with Weaver of Webs, which it feels like, you know, like we're creating this web. And it's funny because Weaver of Webs was WOW, and that's, WOW is Woman of Wisdom. And so it's just, you know, one of these things. But, you know, it is a mystery, and it is, when you sit in that space of, and letting it be. I'm even talking to somebody business-wise of how she's letting it be because she doesn't, it's kind of like jumping in the unknown and not knowing what's coming forward, and she's letting that evolve and be, and rather than the usual corporate mode is to jump into it and do and make your plans and get the business going. And she's allowing it to be and grow and it's in its natural order. And I mean, you think of that, it's scary, but it's pretty exciting. And I think that's where a lot of it, that's more the circular way that women operate versus the linear. And sometimes we get caught and stuck in that linear, and that's when we go, we hit the wall, you know, and it's kind of like, oops, we've got to back up and refigure how we're going to do something. Well, this is Chris Danis, and I am talking to Deva Haley Mitchell, and we're going to take a short break now, and we'll come back soon.
The world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Ancient Mother, I hear you calling. Ancient Mother, I hear your song. Ancient
Mother,
This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Deva about the Divine Feminine and her sacred music. And you just heard a little bit of her song, Narayani. I hope I said that right. And Deva, tell us about the song and what it stands for. Because I know some of these songs are about the goddesses and the archetypes and all that.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Well, that song clip is, as you said, Narayani. It's the first song on my new Sacred Alchemy album. And Narayani is one of the Hindu goddesses that is connected to the Great Mother. Or she is, I should say, an embodiment of the Great Mother. And in our wisdom school called the Soulful Women Wisdom School, we really spend a lot of time focusing on working with archetypes. It's one of the ways I found that most quickly can bring us into sides of ourselves that we may not be as familiar with. So, for example, I like to think of painting a palette, a big canvas palette of our life. And most women or men are familiar with painting with maybe three or four colors on that color canvas. And so what we do with working with 13 different archetypes of the feminine is give people a chance to start painting with 13 different colors, because each archetype has a very different flavor. So Narayani, the Hindu goddess, is, as I said, this embodiment of the Great Mother. And the Great Mother includes the qualities of nurturance, of unconditional love, of that holding container where we're incubating, we're gestating, we're bringing something from the darkness, from the unknown, and birthing it into the light. And so with the song, I put the very opening of the song begins, "Ancient Mother, I hear you calling. Ancient Mother, I hear your song." And so we start with the mother because that's a great place for all of us to anchor ourselves. And as we go into working with the Great Mother, we find all kinds of things. People have very different connections or lack of connections to the archetype of the mother. Some people have their mother lineage very intact. They have a great connection with their mother. They can feel the strong lineage of women behind them. Other people have a very painful experience with their own mother line and with the archetype of the mother. And so we start there as a place to begin clearing, cleaning, and setting a new foundation, and then continue to work with different archetypes. So the next archetype we work with is compassion, the goddess of compassion. One of the embodiments of the goddess of compassion is the goddess Tara, and she's from the Eastern traditions, a beautiful goddess of compassion. So the second song on the album is to her. And when we dive into that archetype, that's the place we start working with, you know, issues around forgiveness. What are the relationships in our life where we're already compassionate, and where are those people that we don't feel a lot of compassion for, where we want to bring in that energy? And as I was saying, there's 13 different ones we work with, and I found that this is a great way to connect in with something larger than life, something that goes beyond ourselves, so we can begin to anchor all these different qualities of the feminine. Other ones might include, like, the wild woman or the sensual Aphrodite-esque part of ourselves, which is really sensually oriented, sexually oriented. Then you have the manifestor, the visionary, all these different parts of ourselves, the mystic. And for me, it's been just a really fun and deep exploration into what the feminine really means, because oftentimes people think of the feminine as more the yin qualities, the softer, gentler qualities, but there's also, you know, the fierce feminine aspects, and it's a much more dynamic, multifaceted picture that we explore through working with archetypes, and I think people normally think about when they think of the feminine.
Yeah, it really is quite rich and deep, and when you really start working on that and bringing in the music, really takes, it's like taking people on a journey.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, this album that I created, my vision with it was that I wanted to create a distillation. I said, you know, the wisdom school that we run goes for 13 months usually. It's a very long, deep dive. And I know that most people are not going to take that deep dive with us, though. For those who are ready, it's an incredible journey. But I said, how can I take the energy of each of those archetypes, distill it into one 5 to 7 minute song, choose one goddess that represents that energy, and give people like almost an appetizer where they can just sample these different frequencies of the feminine, of the sacred feminine, by listening to this music. And my intention was that as people listen to it, begin to learn the songs, begin to sing along, they would have a tool for starting to tap into these different frequencies that I know live within all of us. They're there. They're encoded in ourselves. But as we begin to give permission, say yes, activate them, a lot comes alive through us that oftentimes is lying dormant beneath the surface.
So you've been talking about the divine feminine and the sacred and all this, but I always like to ask people, what does this, you know, if somebody was totally brand new to this, what is divine feminine? What does that mean to you?
I'm just going to drop in with that as you say that, because it's really quite a vast topic. It's always interesting to take something that we study for 13 months and simplify it into a short description. To me, it's really the more feminine aspects of spirit, and I think of each aspect, like each archetype is one aspect. So, for example, if you wanted to simplify it down to a couple of words, I would say, like, the mother, that is unconditional love. It's receptivity. It's surrender. It's compassion. It's being still. I think of it in terms of all these different qualities that are related to the archetype. It doesn't feel like it's just one thing to me, but it's cultivating this whole spiritual side of ourselves that has a more intuitive nature, a softer nature. It's more listening. It's more in connection with nature, and it's paying attention to the seasons. It's a type of spirituality that is really very organic, very earth-based, and it's more about what we're all intuiting, what we're all aware of, versus what someone is telling us we should or shouldn't be doing or should or shouldn't be feeling. It's creating this space for us to have our own deep connection with the sacred and to listen to what's coming through each of us. That's how I explain it or describe it, but I'm curious, because I think it's a dialogue. How would you describe it?
It's similar. Just I was looking at comparing what I hear from other people, and I see, you know, similarities. Like, everybody says intuition, and a lot of people talk about how women's circles and the women's spirituality is inclusive, and it, which has to do with that connection, you know. So, but it's hard to put words to it, and so that's why I always like to ask people of how to define. But why do you think it's important now at this time in history?
Well, I feel like, you know, our whole culture has been so out of balance. You know, I don't think it's good for it to go in either direction, too masculine or too feminine. I think there's really the blend of the two that is that perfect mix. I feel like the way the world is right now has been driven by an over masculine way of looking at the world, which is very bottom line oriented, profit oriented, at the expense of, you know, other things around, not paying attention to the earth, not paying attention as much to the human side effects, so to speak. How are the people being treated that are in the profit making centers? And at the same time, if it was too feminine, you know, it would probably be not making as much forward progress. And there'd be a lot of, you know, deep relating, but I feel like there wouldn't be as much innovation, perhaps, or it would be coming maybe at a different pace. And I think the masculine structure, functional hierarchy, all those things can be really important. And so to me, it feels like the coming together at this time, because it's been so out of balance to the masculine way of being, the feminine is really needed, because we're needing to find new ways to collaborate together, to pull the best out of everyone, to design future scenarios and design a planet that really works for all people. And so I know that the feminine is being pulled out in a bigger way so that she can balance out the masculine and they can come back into this place of harmony, because I really know and believe that we're moving into a new era where we have to do things differently. We're getting all the signs. if nothing else from the planet, that the way we've set things up needs to really radically change. And so I feel like following the feminine and being willing to listen for the organic unfolding, pay attention, follow the impulses. There's a whole language of really learning how to read the signs, the synchronicities, to be, instead of man over nature or over the world, how can mankind be and womankind be in collaboration, in harmony? And there's a lot of those skills that are about the deep paying attention, watching what's happening, and following those impulses from spirit and from the world that need to be woven into the fabric of how we do things, because we don't have a choice at this point.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. And talking about collaborating, I mean, that's what, you know, women's groups are about. I'm starting a business on working with collaborative leadership. In fact, I that's how we operate Women of Wisdom, is the collaborative leadership. And that model, if we were to take that forward, it would bring about these whole aspects. Well, it's time to take a break. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more with Deva.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Om Tare, Tu Tare.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis, and I'm talking to Deva Haley Mitchell. And you just heard another one of her songs from her album called Tara. And Deva, can you give your contact information and how people can purchase your CD?
Oh, great. Sure. Yes, if you want to find out about the CD, you can go to my website, which is www.deva.com. It's spelled in a strange way with two A's, deva.com/alchemy launch. Deva.com/alchemy launch. And when you go there, you'll actually find, you can get the CD. You can also get a teleseminar that is for free about awakening through music. And also there is going to be a live broadcast that will also be free of my CD release party, which is actually happening tonight on the 23rd. So
if
anyone wants to tune in, that's all available for free, plus two tracks of the music, the headline song Sacred Alchemy and the song called Kali. That's all available on that deva.com/alchemy launch.
Yeah, and they can find you if they just go to deva.com, too, because you'll have a link there to your website. Yeah,
exactly.
So, great. Okay, so we were just talking about the need for the feminine in our world, and you had that Women's Inspiring Summit. Which was, I mean, it's great. You putting online together 58,000 people from 160 countries. What was that like?
Well, you know, it's been happening for a couple of years now. It's quite a rush and quite exciting. But what was surprising to us was how big of a hunger there really is for this topic. And we were looking at all different topics related to women, everything from women in power, women's leadership, women's sexuality, how do we be in balance with the masculine in the world? What about relationships? We used the map of the chakras, and we had 8 days of the summit, and every day we'd focus on a different chakra. Though that wasn't really publicly announced internally, that was how we organized all the different speaking topics. And what was so surprising to us was the number of people from so many different countries. We didn't even know how they all found out about it, but we'd be getting letters in from people in different parts of the world. There's a woman from Qatar who would be, you know, sharing with us about her experiences. And just the other day, I was here in the Bay Area in California where I live, but in a restaurant, a woman came up to me saying, "Do you run the Inspiring Women Summit? I live in Austria, and I've been listening from there." And I think that it's really a topic that's so ripe, and there's a hunger. People are really looking for other like-minded women who are motivated, who are inspired, who are spiritually connected, for community, you know, for people who live in pockets where the, you know, women's circles and women's spirituality is very alive and happening. I think, like, where I live in Northern California, it's everywhere. But people who live in different parts of the world are not in that same situation. And so because our whole summit happens over the phone and online, I think it's a vehicle where people from anywhere can connect and be in dialogues with other people and find a sense of community that they may not find in their backyard. And so we were really excited, inspired, but also honored to be able to provide a platform where people could find each other and be in breakouts around topic areas of interest or network with other people. And, you know, I've later heard people say, you know, I met someone during that summit that I've been collaborating with, and it's really great to see the fruits of what happens when people with a common intention or a similar impulse are in the same place for a period of time and given space to really share their gifts with each other.
Oh, yeah, that is so amazing. And I know we get a lot of emails. People will find out about our conference, which is in person in Seattle, but people will write, "Where is there a group like yours in my city?" And so I know there's a lot of women out there that are very isolated that don't have these opportunities, and there is a hunger, or they're in an area part of the country that they don't feel in tune with spiritually wise, you know, and they kind of have to feel like they have to hide. And just east of the mountains, I was there and I was giving a talk, and they were kind of coming out like, "Yeah, I've lived here 10 years and I haven't been able to speak of this, you know, feminine spirituality or woman's spirituality or whatever you want to call it." And, And coming together, because I was speaking, they're seeing, oh, there's others like me. And so just to be able to do that on the internet too, and talk, like you say, there's that hunger. Well, you brought up a subject that would be great to talk about too, which is women in power and leadership. And there's such a need for that. And we don't have enough women leaders. I mean, we're not represented. And I just wonder, what's your take on, you know, why more women don't step into leadership? I think we're starting to, but I also see a big fear with that, with women.
Well, I think it also depends on really how you define women's leadership. I think that women are taking a lot of leadership, perhaps in some different kind of ways. And I think part of it is around choices that we make. I think, you know, one pretty obvious choice is that, you know, women become mothers. And as I've talked to many really brilliant women that are highly educated, I know many of them have found, you know, in terms of what really brings depth, what brings meaning, that their family does that. And so, you know, a lot of women are wanting to spend more time with their family and making space for that. So I think that's one real, you know, natural, obvious thing. But also I think that a lot of times the ways that women show up in the world in a more patriarchal system aren't rewarded as much for, you know, for those intuitive sides, for those team building kinds of skills. I'll give an example from my own life that was a bit painful when it happened, but I really now see it as a blessing. I was working as a management consultant for Fortune 500 company, and I was working really hard, putting in long hours, and I remember that I got my first performance review, and I was told that I wasn't meeting expectations of the company. And I looked at them pretty puzzled, saying, you know, I just looked at my evaluations and I did really well in 5 out of the 6 areas. I did really well in client rapport. I did really well in team building, hardworking, creativity, all these different topic areas. And I said, there was only one area that I didn't do well, and that was analytics. And I remember my manager looked at me and said, well, unfortunately for you, that's the only category that matters to us. And I realized, you know, at the time it was very painful, but in looking back, I realized, wow, all these things that I was, you know, cultivating in my life, my connection with people, my rapport, my creativity, the team building spirit, none of those things were really valued as much as the pure number crunching, spreadsheet analysis. And that's when I also realized, wow, I'm really in the wrong field, because it's as if all these things just don't exist, that are the things that are actually important to me and that I value. And so I think that sometimes that matching of values of, you know, what do we look for in a leader? I think it's really shifting, because I'm seeing that people who are truly amazing leaders are ones who do have a good blend of the masculine and the feminine. They've got those visionary leadership qualities, but they're also very sensitive. They're also taking in feedback. They're also having a heart connection with the people that they're working for. And I think those types of leaders are the ones that are, I see, rising up more and more. Whereas the old style hierarchical, I'm the boss, do what I say, move up the chain in a very systematic, less personalized manner, seems to be fading away. And something new seems to be what has more energy right now.
Yeah, I believe that too, and I think that's why women are gathering. Where we get our strength is coming together to support each other, because as we strengthen our voices, we're more able to, I don't know, you were probably much younger when you had that work situation. Now you might approach that in a different way, because I think sometimes we don't feel heard and we can't even, yes, that wall could still be there in many places, but I think you're right that there is an opening now, and they're seeing there needs to be a new way. But women also need to be stronger in our voice of speaking it. There's still, because I've done workshops and I've seen, women will raise their hand like, yeah, I don't feel heard. And so they don't even try anymore because they're not heard. And what we do is we leave those companies. We go, and many, many more women are starting their own businesses because of that. So the corporate world is losing great people, because this is, like you said, these are needed in businesses, personal relationships, you know, the communications, the things you're talking about, that they wouldn't value that.
Well, I think, you know, as I said, I think it really is changing. I also think it depends on where you are in the company. You know, I was not at the top. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, more in an analyst kind of position. But what I see shifting is that, you know, we really need very dynamic leaders who can, you know, who have this blend of skills, who have a blend of backgrounds. And, you know, as I was speaking about earlier in our show today, we were talking about the archetypes. And again, that's one of the places working with an archetype that we call the initiator. The initiator on the album, she's represented by the song Isis. And Isis, you know, is on the album saying, cut through the veils now. How many more lifetimes will you donate to the illusions of the ego? And the translation of that is, you know, are you going to just be focused on the ego stuff, or are you going to cut through the bullshit, really, and stand in your truth, stand in your power, stand in who you know you really are, and speak the truths that really need to be spoken. So many of us, and this is me included, was raised, you know, wanting to be liked, wanting to be a good girl, wanting to be a nice girl. And I realize that that can also really paralyze us from, as you were saying, Chris, speaking truth to power. But in a really clear way, I think sometimes people can talk about speaking their truth, but they do it in a way where they're wielding what I would call, you know, the sword of truth, but where they're, you know, that sword can be used to free someone when you're speaking the truth, but it can also be used to cut someone's arm off and leave them bleeding. And so I think there's also training and awareness we need to have as we're speaking our truth, as we're standing in our power, about are we wielding it with integrity? Are we clear, or do we have an agenda? Are we trying to prove something, or are we just, you know, clearly discerning, pointing something out? And I think as we get better and better at doing that, we'll be able to stand in that powerful place and be heard, be respected, and not be, you know, thrown some of those labels, which, you know, it's like the powerful woman, or the, you know, woman who speaks her truth can be pretty easily labeled as, you know, she's the bitch, or these, you know, really condemning kinds of words. And it's sort of like, well, how, you know, there's also a real skill that we can develop where it's not about being a nagging person, or it's not about being bitchy, but it's about being clear, being powerful, and having almost like the laser-like precision with our perception and just speaking truth in a way that's clean and can be heard.
Yes, and I got to stop right now. We have to move on to a break. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women, and we'll come back and continue our conversation with Deva.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their VacuPractor.
The VacuPractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my VacuPractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiff disc and lower back pain give the VacuPractor a try.
VacuPractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The VacuPractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit VacuPractor.com.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com for details.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and I'm talking to Deva Haley Mitchell, and she has a new CD called Sacred Alchemy, and you just heard the song, actually, it's the last one on the album, called Sacred Alchemy, which is a beautiful song. I love that song, Deva.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's the headline song, and I co-wrote it with a soul sister of mine, Sarah Eden Davis, and this is really the song and the archetype that contains all the others. The alchemist in our wisdom school is the one that holds it all. It's like the rainbow spectrum. And so that song has got a lot more flair and color and upbeat. People have said it's a sacred album, but it's got more of a Madonna flair than the other ones do.
So you did mention this 13-month training. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, so we have a 13-month training. It's a program called the Soulful Women Program, and because it's been run here in California, we have shifted it so that it could be organized for people that live in different areas. So we've reduced it down to a 9-month training that includes a deep dive into all the 13 different archetypes and it also includes a leadership component. Through a lot of the work that we've done, we've realized that many women are really so hungry to find their deepest contribution that they can make to the planet and have the holding container and support to really bring it out in the world. And so we've done a marriage of this ancient wisdom school with a leadership training. And it's a 9-month program. It's going to be beginning in November. You can find out all the details about it on a special web page that we've developed, which is deva.com/SWC. Deva.com/SWC. And SWC stands for the Soulful Women Certificate. So people will come together for 3 different retreats throughout the year, 3 5-day retreats, and then in between we'll be working over the phone so that people can really do the deep, deep inner work, that which happens a lot in the retreats, and then also be supported to be taking their soul's calling and manifest in the world in very practical 3D ways. So it's sort of a marriage of my ministry background with my business background, and I have a great co-teacher named Elaine Dowdy who brings a wealth of background and a lot of incredible guest teachers, and it's really something. Actually, the way for people to learn the most about our work and to really experience it would be through a retreat we have coming up in October, and you can explore that by going to soulfulwomen.com/retreats, and we work with the archetype of the midwife, and we're really supporting women to bring forward and birth their dreams into the world, much like you've done, Chris, with incredible programs that you're bringing forward and the conferences that you produce, I know.
Oh, yeah, and it's so great to, when you dive into having those 5 days. I know our conference used to be 9 days long, and people would come in and out because it's all individually priced, but just to envelop yourself into that culture of women and the archetypes of the goddess, it's so life-changing for people. Excuse me. So I really encourage people to look into this program because I think they would benefit a lot. And you're right. It's about finding your calling, and how we can come forward as leaders is really finding inside ourselves what is our purpose here and start living that and start putting that out. That's where your leadership is. Some people think that leadership is being the head of an organization or being a politician or something like that, but we're all leaders of our own life, and if we're coming forward in our gifts and sharing that with the world, we are being a leader.
Yes, definitely, and I think that's what's really needed on our planet right now. Most people are walking the path that's known, you know, applying for jobs or taking steps that are somewhat known, and I think what's really being called for is being willing to step into the own. For me to do what my soul calling was, I could not find, you know, a job description out there that said, you know, come facilitate programs for women about the divine feminine. Come help women, you know, dive into their archetypal selves. It just didn't exist. I had to create it. And for myself, it was much about forging my own path. But I think what is really needed and what I wish I had was more mentors, more people to hold my hand, walk me through it, and really show me the ropes of how to take what I was feeling in my heart and make it manifest in a 3D world. And so that's what I'm now really excited about doing for other people. And I know there's lots of different ways to do it, but I think you can get a great start in taking what we call some time out of time, where you really go into a holding container, a deep space to really dive in, and then also map out, okay, how are we going to take that seed that's so alive in us, and what are all the steps, the step-by-step bite-sized pieces that we can take to bring that dream into manifestation, because it's not easy. It really requires a community of support to do it many times.
Yes, and that's what women coming together, we the whole act of witnessing each other and that support is where we can, it allows for that going in, because it's like we're held in that container. You mentioned that at the beginning of the show. You know, we create a container so that we can do that deep inner work, and we do need support in our world now. That's really being called for. And women need to stand together and support each other. And there's room for all of us. As soon as we get competitive, like, oh my gosh, I can't do that because so-and-so does it. Well, we all have our different voice. We all have our different expression of that. And so we all appeal to different people, will be drawn to us because of who we are. And so there's room for everybody. That's what I say. There's room for all of us. And I appreciate you sharing what you do and my audience getting to hear all the great things that you're doing for women. And so I thank you very much for being on the show.
Well, thank you. It's really a pleasure to be here with you and also learn a little bit more about your perspective and all that you're offering as well.
Yes, thanks. I want to leave everybody with this thought today, to listen to the music of the divine feminine and let it draw you deeper into who you are. Explore what it means to express your sacred feminine. This is Chris Stainis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at wow@womanofwisdom.org. It's wow@womanofwisdom.org. And I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women, which is a compilation of many diverse voices of the divine feminine from many women who have been part of the conference, including even participants with their stories and their art and their poetry. So I invite you to check that out on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org, and you can sign up for our newsletter and find out what we're doing and learn about our conference coming up in February. It's the President's Day weekend, so you all come to Seattle in February 16th to the 20th. Well, thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.